Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and on Sunday the 28th, the new Catholic liturgical year begins. It's the first Sunday of Advent. The Advent season, which runs for 4 weeks up to Christmas, has its roots in the early centuries of the Church. At first, it was celebrated as a 40-day period of fasting and penitence. From this tradition, now not widely practiced, it got its name Little Lent. Certainly, the readings and sermons of Advent reflect a mixture of joy at the Savior's birth, life, death, and resurrection, with a penitential mood. I suppose you could say that in this respect, Advent is a kind of representation of the entire Christian consciousness. Over the centuries, the four different Sundays of Advent have been associated with distinct themes, although these are often shared around a bit. The first Sunday traditionally looks forward to the Second Coming and cites the Old Testament patriarchs who were Christ's forerunners. For this reason, the first Advent candle is called the Candle of Hope. The second Sunday focuses on John the Baptist and on his preparing the way of the Lord. The third Sunday, Gaudete Sunday, again uses John the Baptist as a symbol of the joy surrounding the coming of the Lord. And the fourth Sunday heralds the birth of Jesus and the events surrounding it. Of course, these are not rules, but they are strong traditions. As always in these episodes of The Glory of the Mass, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used without regard to the day of the church year, as in today's featured Mass by Nicholas Humbert, that's spelled G-O-M-B-E-R-T. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. And the first of these 5 is the introit, or entrance. Then comes the gradual, sung after the first reading, the alleluia, sung after the second, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung while those gifts are distributed to the congregation. We hear 8 of these parts today, leaving aside only the offertory of the proper and the credo of the ordinary. And we'll start with today's introit. This is a processional unison chant sung while the celebrants are entering the sanctuary. Today's text is Ad Te Levavi from Psalm 24. Unto you have I lifted up my soul, O my God. We hear this in a motet arrangement by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. The singers are the British ensemble The 16.
Thank you.
That was our introit for the first Sunday of Advent, sung in Palestrina's motet setting. And now we turn to the ordinary, so-called because its text is unchanging throughout the church year. The first two parts are the Kyrie and Gloria. The Kyrie is the only part of the Mass with a Greek text, meaning, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The text of the Gloria is what is called the Greater Doxology, a doxology being a hymn of praise. Our Kyrie and Gloria today are from a Mass by the Franco-Flemish composer Nicolas Humbert, who was one of the most famous and influential composers between Josquin des Prez and Palestrina, and best represents the fully developed, complex polyphonic style of this period in musical history. Our Kyrie and Gloria today are from a Mass by the Franco-Flemish composer Nicolas Humbert, who was one of the most famous and influential composers between Josquin des Prez and Palestrina, and best represents the fully developed, complex polyphonic style of this period in music history. Humbert and Adrian Villert are generally recognized as the exemplars of the late Franco-Flemish school, before the center of Renaissance art music moved to Italy. To begin, here's the Kyrie of Humbert's Missa Beati Omnes, inspired by the Sermon on the Mount. The performers are the Aegidius Quartet from Holland.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of Nicholas Humbert's Mass Ordinary, the Missa Beati Omnes. This is followed immediately by the Gloria, or Greater Doxology. Again, here's the Aegidius Quartet.
Gloria in excelsis Deo. Thank you.
That was the Gloria of today's Mass Ordinary by Nicholas Humbert. The next part of the proper, the gradual, is Universi Qui Te Expectant, which is like our introit from Psalm 24. They will not be disappointed, O Lord, all those who are awaiting you. This chant will be sung by a group called Cantori Gregoriani from Italy. Was the gradual for the first Sunday in Advent, sung by a choir in Italy. The next bit of the proper comes next, the Alleluia Ostende Nobis from Psalm 84, Show Us Your Mercy, O Lord. This will be sung for us in the traditional Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburgkapelle in Vienna.
Oh,
We've heard the Alleluia for the first Sunday of Advent, "Show us your mercy, O Lord." And this brings us to the midpoint of the Mass, the Nicene Creed. But in the interest of time, we'll go instead to the Sanctus. Again, it's Humbert's Missa Beati Omnes and the Aegidius Quartet from Holland.
Oh.
That was a Sanctus from today's Mass, the Missa Beati Omnes by Nicholas Humbert. During the Benedictus of the Sanctus, the celebrating priest will have finished blessing the gifts, and now he and the congregation say the Our Father. After this comes the final part of the ordinary, the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. But before we hear it, I think it more than appropriate to listen to the traditional welcoming tune, O Come Emmanuel, as rendered by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. That was the traditional Advent song, O Come Emmanuel. And now we can go to the final part of today's Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, as arranged in our featured Mass for today, Nicholas Humbert's Missa Beati Omnes.
Thank you.
That was the Agnus Dei of our Mass Ordinary for the first Sunday of Advent by Nicholas Humbert. And this leaves only the communion proper of our official Mass music. Today's text is Dominis Dabit Benignitatem, like our Alleluia text from Psalm 84. The Lord will bestow His loving kindness. Here the singer is the Slovakian chant scholar Marek Klein.
Dominus, Dabit Benignitatem.
We've heard the communion proper for today's Mass, the Lord will bestow His loving kindness. And with that, we've finished with the official music of the Mass. But as we exit the sanctuary, let us enjoy another Advent text, Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, Savior of Nations, come. We'll hear this as set by Johann Sebastian Bach for his Advent cantata of the same name. The performers are John Elliott Gardner's Monteverdi Choir.
Thank you.
Was the Advent chorale Savior of Nations Come by Johann Sebastian Bach. And with it, we end today's program for the first Sunday of Advent. I hope you've enjoyed this program of sacred chant and polyphony, and I hope you'll tune in next week for our program of music for the second Sunday of Advent and the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. You can listen again to this program or to any of the programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 117. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant beginning of Advent.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.